Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
8:46 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio live with us this morning. Hey, Dom.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing real well. Glad to take one of three from the Cubs. I guess let's start with that. And the Cubs are pretty good, right?
They're very good. I mean, they can hit. They can run. They're a team that when they arrived, it's like, okay, they're not going to be like this all series, right? They're not going to be this good for every single game. And they weren't, obviously, on Sunday. But even when you dive a little bit deeper, you know, the seven runs in one inning on Friday night, and you dive into the big four-run third inning on Saturday night, the rest of the offense was pretty quiet. And part of that, of course, is the game snowballing and the game getting out of hand. But at the same time, it's like they're not going to hit like this forever. And a game like Sunday felt oddly familiar. Like, we've seen the Brewers be able to do this before. It's like, just get enough offense. The pitching did great. Freddie was phenomenal. I can't say enough great things about how much of a better pitcher he is this year. The Cubs are very, very good, and they're supposed to be good. But I think the Brewers aren't as far as maybe we were panicking in the first two games of this series.
Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360. On Freddie, Dom, he didn't leave the game because of it sounds like, but manager Pat Murphy said he did tweak his groin a bit and said there was a moment where you could actually see it in the game. Any thoughts on what's going on with Freddie there?
I actually went back and watched it. I found the moment. It's just like, it looks like a cramp. It looks like just a little tightening up. And even Freddie, in his own words, said, I'm not worried about this at all. When it comes to Freddie's performance and his durability, it's maybe the most underrated asset about him, because he hasn't missed a start since 2022 when he went on the injured list. So I mean, it's amazing to have your number one say, give me the ball, I'm ready to go. Six shutout innings against a quality offense like that, I would be very surprised if he doesn't make his next start.
Love the Daz Cameron story. Here's a kid who's toiled a little bit trying to find a team to fit in on. He's the son of Mike Cameron. Mike Cameron was there in the crowd as Daz had that big hit and that big RBI.
Very cool. I mean, all of it, just talking to him this week, getting to introduce myself to him. You know, I just asked him, like, who are your guys growing up, like, when you were running around batting practice, right? Obviously, Ricky Weeks gets a lot of those headlines, too. But, I mean, he starts rattling off all your fan-favorite names of that 08 team, right, of how much fun that club had. Obviously, CeCe being the big part of it in the second half. But if you can bring me to the spot, Vince. When Mike Cameron was acquired for that deal, when CeCe arrived, and Braun's obviously becoming Braun at that point, it's like, okay, if there's going to be a team to do it, this might be the team, and it obviously was, but he just got a good head on his shoulders. I really hope that he starts playing more. Now, speaking of injuries, we got to monitor Sal Frelich, so we'll find out about the results of his MRI from yesterday, because the reason Daz was in the game is because Sal had to be pulled.
Talking with Dom Catronio this morning, how, you know, it's not, I don't know if every sport is like this, but baseball, it just sort of is a thing where guys who've got little ones, they're around. I mean, you see Pat Murphy with his kids up there during the news conference. Yep. But clubhouse kids, as they were, are a thing in baseball. How are those kids generally received, Dom? It feels like pretty positively. Like, guys like when other guys bring their kids around. I mean, as long as they're not getting in the way.
Super positively. And I can actually, I have a unique perspective on this, because I was one of those clubhouse kids years ago, right, back in the Texas Rangers and Oakland A's, following my dad around to the ballpark. So that's the number one thing you hit on there, Vince. Stay out of the way. I think as long as you stay out of the way, everybody's going to enjoy having you around. Like, I think of here on this beat, I think of having Q Berry's son running around. I think of having Ricky's kids running around. I think of having even, you know, Jeb Miley. I almost said Jeb Bush. Wow, I'm really lost in the political cycle right now.
He was a baseball guy.
Jeb Miley is Hulk. I mean, the Bush family, shout out to the Texas Rangers. Anyway, but Wade Miley's son Jeb has a really funny perspective, and he's like, he's four going on 40, right? There's just so many funny little memories that you have that maybe this is their only time they're ever going to be in a big league clubhouse, because it's fun, it's innocent, and it's a good time. And I always have a smile on my face when I see the kids out there in batting practice, you know, shagging fly balls during early work because nobody else wants to be out there at that time. And, you know, I remember being that kid, like, oh my God, I am in hog heaven right now. I can run down all this room to get a big league fly ball. And oh God, there comes a big league outfielder. Get out of the way. Like, it's just super fun to see it happen full circle and three generations of Camerons at the ballpark yesterday.
We should mention that Dom is at Erin Hills, and there's a big U.S. Open preview taking place today. And Dom, I don't know if you know this, but Vetrano, every time he gets an opportunity, hey, I'm going to Erin Hills today. Hey, I'm going to Erin Hills today. Hey, I might do some golfing today. Hey, 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 Eric, look at these shoes.
I didn't ask him to look at my shoes, Dom. And also, Dom, if you didn't know, is like a professional caddy.
Yes.
Like, so, but you can you do me a favor? Like, if they accidentally assigned you my bag, like, bail off of that, because I don't want to be embarrassed in front of you, Dom.
The sad news to report is that I'm actually off for the day. So we had a few groups drop out. I'm not able to work. Plus the timing with it was going to be tight for me to get to Brewers anyway. So you don't have to worry about me being on your bag. What you do have to worry about is maybe some of my colleagues being on your bag because of the fact that word's going to get to me one way or another. I'm just joking. But I hope you have a great time at Erin Hills.
He says he golfs every week. I don't know. I didn't see it. What a joke.
Something about his shoes. What's the deal with this guy? I can't believe it. Like, here's the thing about Erin Hills, man. There's a reason we host major championships. It's not supposed to be easy. That's what I remind all of our guests that come to Erin Hills. Hope you have a great time. And a reminder, the best women in the world are coming to Erin Hills in just a couple of weeks. You get to see it on preview day today. Can't wait to hear the response about it. And I love that place so much. Have some fun.
Looking forward to seeing the build out as well, Dom. I will report back to you. 8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.